real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
7-1, the ticket.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator taking your calls today at 248-539-9797. Same number to text us as well. We've been talking a lot of baseball in the first hour. The All-Star Game I thought was a rousing success. The home run derby, the game itself, but just it was a home run. I could have been a grand slam, but it was a home run nonetheless. And I will take it. I think there's a lot to take out of that, a lot that I'd like to see moving forward. The automatic balls and strike system, I think, was a huge hit. It was used sparingly last night. I think what that system does is it puts more pressure on the umpires to make the right call. Because they don't want to be embarrassed. Not at all. But during the course of games, and we've seen some ridiculous strike calls or some ridiculous calls for pitches that were clearly in the strike zone that were called balls. So I think having a system in place is nothing but a benefit to all of baseball. And if it upsets the umpires, oh well, be better. And we can appreciate you for what you are for the most part, which is really good. But on occasion, you're going to miss, and it's okay. Sometimes you're just blocked from the view, and you can't see the ball break as much as it did, or you think it broke more than it did, or whatever the case is. I thought the ABS worked last night, and the swing-off in the All-Star game, brilliant. It was a great way to finish the game. If you didn't watch it, the swing-off is basically a home run derby. Instead of going to extra innings, and it's a tie game, each team was able to pick three representatives that would get three swings to try to hit home runs, and they would tally the numbers at the end. Whoever hit more home runs wins, and they alternated back and forth. So it was kind of like, it was like the shootout in hockey. And it just fell in favor of the National League. Kyle Schwarber got up there and belted three home runs in his three swings, and it just put all the pressure on Aranda and the American League. Aranda needed to get one home run. He was unable to do it. And the National League ends up winning it. They didn't even have to go to they still would have had one more batter, which would have been Pete Alonso. We got a Pete Alonso topic we want to get into in the noon hour, which is crazy. But we will get into that. But nonetheless, a great All-Star game last night. I thought it was a great All-Star game last night. Lot to digest from that. Lot to like from that. And some not to like the Tigers. 0 for 8 in the game. 3 strikeouts in the game. Our two all-star pitchers combined to give up 3 runs in an inning and 2/3. The numbers look bad, but it really wasn't as bad as what the numbers looked when they give up those 3 runs. But nonetheless, the numbers are the numbers. And I think some fans that were panicked already going into the all-star break with the 4 straight losses, I think that some fans are coming out of the All-Star game and seeing the Tigers' performance last night and saying, yeah, see, this is why I'm even more concerned. They've got a couple more days off. They'll get back to baseball on Friday in Texas, and we'll see how things go there. So a lot of baseball going on, but we're also talking about the Lions and specifically the quarterback of Jared Goff and what your biggest storyline is going into training camp. And a lot of people talk about the quarterback. A lot of stuff comes out at this time of the year, right? You had the rankings come out, the top 10 quarterback rankings from ESPN, where they get some information from a survey that they do with coaches and executives and players, and they spit out what they think is the top 10. Jared Goff was number 8 among the quarterbacks in the top 10. I don't think it's too far off. I'm not complaining too much about it. Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert were both ranked ahead of him. Not sure they should have been, but I don't really care if they are. It's just slightly ahead. I think it's great that Jared Goff is finally getting his due that he's deserving of being a top 10 quarterback. And frankly, so was Matthew Stafford, which is interesting because when Matthew Stafford was here as a Lion, a very polarizing figure, and many people thought that Stafford was just kind of middle of the pack quarterback, and now he's elevated to the number 6 quarterback in all of football at the age of 37. Also have some totals out there for Jared Goff. In the Vegas totals, they have it set for over-unders for passing yards at 3,900 yards, touchdowns at 28.5, and interceptions at 11.5. Now, they also have some interesting totals for the wide receivers. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 107.5 receptions, 1,105 yards receiving, and 8.5 touchdowns. Jameson Williams at 56.5 receptions, 900 yards receiving, and 5.5 touchdowns. And Sam Laporta, 65.5 receptions, 700 yards receiving, 6.5 touchdowns. I think I'd probably go over on all of the Laporta totals because, Sam was hurt last year. Expect him to be a security blanket for Jared Goff this year. J-Mo, I like the over on the receptions and also the yards. I think he's going to catch more passes this year, and the 56.5 just doesn't seem like that's enough for Jameson Williams. I think they're going to target him a lot. And the 900 yards, I mean, if you're going to target J-Mo, if he's going to catch 60 passes on the season, let's say, yeah, I expect him to have another 1,000-yard year. And the 5.5 touchdowns, I might go over on that too. St. Brown seems a little bit more in line, although Jared Goff loves throwing to him, but 107 passes received, it's a lot. That's a lot. 1,100 yards receiving, I could see that. I could go probably with the over on that. And the 8.5 touchdowns, probably just leave that one alone. But 248-539-9797 is the telephone number if you have an opinion on that. Let's go and take a look at some of the texts. Hey, go back to Campbell's introductory news conference. Everyone remembers the bite kneecaps comment, but what people don't remember was him commenting on little things on offense. The comments were technical and not as quote-worthy, but what I took away from that presser was that Campbell was a really smart football guy, and he knew a lot about offense as well as defense. I agree with you. The biting kneecaps line, that took all the headlines, but there was meat. There was substance to what he had to say. And if there isn't, he wouldn't get his team to buy into what they were doing. And it took them a while before they got that first win, but once they got that first win, things started to change for this team. From Evan in Huntington Woods, I'm not worried about the coordinators at all. Dan Campbell has led this team for 3 years, and I don't think that'll change. The lineman situation is what we need to worry about. I agree with that. Not having Frank Ragnow on this team, that's the anchor of this team, and now you've got to replace him. And will it be Tate Ratledge, the rookie? Will he be moving over to center? Or will it be Graham Glasgow? Will he take over at center? He's done it before with this team. Either way, we're going to have new faces on that offensive line in the middle three. Christian Mahogany, we assume he gets a start at left guard, but how will they shape up the other guard and the center position? It's going to be new, and there's going to be an adjustment. You can't expect a rookie to step in, whether Ratledge plays guard or center. You can't expect him to step in right away and be a Pro Bowler. I have high hopes for Tate Ratledge. I think he's going to be a very good pro. And I tend to think he's going to be the center on this team. But it will take a while before he gets truly acclimated to it. The defenses he saw at Georgia in the SEC, yeah, it prepares you really well for the NFL, but it's still not the NFL. These guys are bigger, stronger, faster. And they're going to throw defenses at you that he's never seen. So when he's going to have to try to make the reads and the pass blocking assignments and all that, there's going to be some confusion at times. It's going to be a learning process and a learning curve, and we'll see how well the Lions are able to adapt to that. Jared Goff is not a top 10 quarterback. There are many quarterbacks I would rather have than Goff. Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, yeah, they would have given us a better chance at beating Washington in the playoffs. Well, neither of those guys play defense. That was a problem for the Lions in the defense, or in the playoffs. Although, admittedly, Jared Goff did not have a good game offensively for the Lions against Washington. But I would, I'll take Jared Goff over Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield has kind of won me back. And I really like CJ Stroud. But I'll take Goff over both of those guys. That's my quarterback. I'll ride with him. He's not the best in the league, but he's a top 10. And you should be able to win with a top 10 quarterback. That I think for sure. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. I saw something in the All-Star game last night that rekindled something in my mind, and it bothered me. And it's something that I probably shouldn't let bother me, but you know, at times you don't want to be the bigger person, and I'm allowed to let things bother me sometimes, and then I can vent my frustration here on the air because I've got the platform to do so, and I will. I'll do it next. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.